91X News.
It's 4 degrees and cloudy at 5 o'clock. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Laurie Ann Little. A new counselor of Ward 2 is to be appointed in the next Quinte West Council meeting. Jenna Leslie has the story.
Rob McIntosh has officially resigned from his position as counselor of Ward 2 in Quinte West to accept a new position with Trentport Marina and Facilities. Councillor Karen Sharp of Ward 2 recommended that Gary Quinn fill the seat in last night's Quinte West Council meeting. McIntosh says the choice for his replacement was a clear one. He mentioned that Quinn was only 3 votes behind him in the last election.
And through the last 3 years, Gary has been part of the TMH, Trent Memorial Hospital, and I know he's done some wonderful work there. So it was definitely an obvious choice. So.
Quinn says that he did not know that he would be recommended for this position. He says council could have also held a by-election or not filled the seat. However, with 8 months left in the term, Councillor Sharp said it is important for the position to be filled.
I wasn't sure until the meeting last night, which I attended, whether or not they were going to go with that that option. So I was quite surprised. I'm pleased with it because I indicated that I would be interested in filling the position, so I was quite happy with that.
Quinn says he is looking forward to representing his ward.
I'm a strong advocate of the Sydney Ward or Ward 2, and I certainly want to make sure that Ward 2 receives a good proportion of the revenue that is spent in Quinte West.
Jenna Leslie, QNET News, Belleville.
Doug Ford, the Progressive Conservative leadership candidate, was in Belleville last night. He says he wants a grassroots movement to help him win the leadership position on March 10th and to be elected into the premier seat on June 7th.
You want someone that's basically, again, Kathleen Wynne Liberal light? Or do you want comprehensive change that's going to respect the taxpayers, put money back into your pocket instead of the government's pocket? Make sure we drive this province forward. Make sure we have a prosperous province. We were the engine of Canada at one time. The engine's broken. Now we're a have-not province. I will go down there and make sure we hold everyone accountable.
Ford is speaking in Peterborough and Lindsay today. Another leadership candidate, Tanya Granick-Allen, is in Belleville this afternoon. A third, Christine Elliott, spoke in Belleville on Sunday. First he walked in space, and now he's walking into the Empire Theater. Chris Hadfield, retired astronaut and the first Canadian to walk in space, will be making Belleville a stop on his Canada 151 tour tomorrow. From 8 o'clock until 10 o'clock tomorrow night, the former commander of the International Space Station will be sharing a selection of stories, images, songs, and ideas about the nation that he is so proud to call home. That's news on 91X. The time is 5:02. In sports, the Belleville Sens will play next at the Floyd L. Maines Veterans Memorial Arena against the Binghamton Devils this Friday. Puck drops at 7:05. In Junior A, the Trenton Golden Hawks have a home game tonight at the Duncan Memorial Arena against the Stouffville Spirit. The game will start at 7:30. And the Wellington Dukes play next tomorrow night against the Kingston Voyagers. Puck is set to drop at 7 o'clock at the Invista Center. In Empire B, we have the Napanee Raiders won their game last night against the Amherstview Jets at the Napanee Strathcona Paper Center with a score of 3-1. The Picton Pirates play tomorrow against the Port Hope Panthers at 7:30 in the Prince Edward Community Center. Canada is currently in third place in the standings for medals at the 2018 Pyeongchang Olympic Games. With 21 medals in total, we have 9 gold, 5 silver, and 7 bronze, following Norway with 33 medals and Germany with 24. Canada's sweethearts and 5-time Olympic gold medal figure skating team, Tessa Virtue and Scott Moyer, have been turning pages on the online storytelling platform Wattpad. Since the beginning of the Olympics, the website has seen a spike in Olympic-themed stories, many of which focus on Virtue and Moyer, and tend to be romantic.
With Scott and Tessa, yes, it is absolutely romantic. I think people like to imagine that their relationship is more than it is, and that they're a couple off the ice as well. They want to see that chemistry that they've seen in their ice dancing, and they want to explore that further of what it would be like if they dated, if they got married.
While Virtue and Moyer insist that they are not romantically involved, many fan fiction writers on the site seem to think that they are. Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. At 5:04, it's 4 degrees. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Lorianne Little. News on 91X next at 6 o'clock.